It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You. The KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Oh, good day, good day. Happy Monday, Motivational Monday to you. It is, here we go, yeah, March the 11th. My paper says 8th because I didn't change it. March the 11th. This is Speak Out 2.0 at our new time, 10 to 11. Right, we're going to be pre-Paul show, the Paul Lavoie warm-up show here, yeah. And we're live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in Bullhead City. We're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. And, of course, you heard during the intro, you're welcome to call in anytime you want. You got a question or you just want to make a comment, you know, you might want to add something to the conversation. You can do that, too. 234-343-1065. Write that down and have it handy. And you can call anytime. Or put in your cell phone. Tuna, Speak Out 2.0. 234-343-1065. You can leave the tune off if you want to. Before we get to our guests, there's a couple things to tell you about. Don't forget, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is still doing Jars of Love. And it's basically peanut butter. They want you to drop off an extra jar of peanut butter. They want to stock the food banks all up and down the river with peanut butter. Because even a homeless guy can throw a bottle of peanut butter, you know, I should say a jar of peanut butter, into his backpack. And it'll last him a long time. So drop off, you know, when you go shopping, just pick an extra one. Not a glass jar. Make sure it's the plastic, cheap kind. And you can drop it off at Warm Sea on Silver Creek or their Urgent Care right behind Culver's, their Imaging Center on Hancock, or the doctor's offices up on on the Parkway. Any questions, call Warm Sea at 763-CARE. And right now, through the 15th, it's MEC Classroom Grants. 18 $200 grants are going to be given away by Mojave Electric. But you're running out of time. You've only got till the 15th. So you have till this week. So teachers, go on the MEC website, download that application, and 18 grants are going to be given away for $200. So hurry up. There's a blood drive going on right now. Started at 10 o'clock, goes till 2 o'clock at the Mojave Valley Bullhead City Realtors Building, 837 Hancock Road. And, of course, as always, you can call Vitalin, 877-258-4825 to get involved. So, now, my guests will like my... On Mondays, I play one artist, I play one band, one group. And today I thought I would make it Frank Sinatra. Is that all right?
Or nothing at all.
This was from 1939. You were in high school? Were you in high school in 39?
No, 40.
40? Oh, okay. I missed it by a year. Welcome, Veterans in Motion. We have Harold and Bob. And then Bob's wife didn't even put on a headset. She does not want to talk today. Nope. Okay. All right, Harold, you're the one that came up to me and said, we got to get back on the radio. We got to tell everyone thanks.
Yes, and I want to give you thanks for doing that, letting us do this, because we wanted to thank the community for the support they gave us for our Veterans Sweetheart Ball that we had back on February 14th, which happened to be Valentine's Day.
Right.
And we had a great showing. A lot of people showed up to support us. The community businesses that support us with Dot Foods, they support everybody. They're fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Anderson... Ford is a great supporter for us. Bernard Chiropractic's been there for us. Automobile Consultant Services has been there with us along the way, too. And right from the beginning, Legacy Foundation has been there year in, year out.
Well, and when you do these fundraisers, what where does the money go? What do you do with it?
Well, our major...
I see you got a haircut since the last time I saw you.
Yeah,
so.
You do that once a month, whether I need it or not. Basically, the program that we have that's sucking the money out of our organization is our driver program, where we take veterans to their medical appointments.
Right.
And it's gotten a lot of overhead that goes along with that.
And you've got two vehicles now.
We have two vehicles, thanks to the county and Hilde Agnes and her support that she gave us. And then we have a bunch of volunteer drivers who keep the program alive. Ken Getz is our coordinator and main driver. It's amazing how many drives he puts in every week. So it's a great program and a needed program. So
right.
We're glad to keep it running. So that's the main thing right there. Plus, you know, these cars get more miles put on them. Eventually, we got to replace them. So there's all kinds of overhead goes along with a program
right.
like this.
Right, I know. Yeah, and people don't think about that. You know, they don't
right.
take that into consideration.
Right.
So you did good on your fundraiser for the
Valentine? We did.
Valentine?
We were very thankful. It went much better than our first go-around, which was last year. This
okay.
is our second annual.
Well.
And we're looking forward to our third annual, because we did have a little hiccups in this one, but they weren't bad.
You always
have overall,
hiccups.
Everybody we talked, well, not everybody. I had a couple people that weren't real happy. But overall, everybody seemed to enjoy themselves. I mean, just sitting there myself, listening to the conversation going on and watching people with smiles on their faces, I think it was a fantastic event.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. So, Bob, how are you doing?
Doing just fine. 92 and a half.
92. And you're counting the halves?
Well, July 5th, I'll be 93. You know,
okay.
So, anyway, I'm still teaching dance. Our three classes are moving along well. We would like a lot more veterans to come in, though. We'd like to grow the class.
Okay.
The dance class on Monday is at 3 o'clock. And for the month of March and April, we're given the facilities over at the Catholic Church. So that's where we'll be teaching. So if you want to come, like come to the... one of the rec rooms there,
Parish Hall.
At the Catholic Church.
Okay.
3 o'clock every Monday, and we're teaching now waltz. You know, we teach five different types of dance. We teach 5 weeks of foxtrot, waltz, tango, East Coast swing, cha-cha, and salsa, and it keeps us out of trouble that way.
That definitely does.
And our ukulele voice is doing fine. We'd like to grow that as well. We give the veterans a free ukulele. Everything for vets is free, of course.
Right.
And but we're going to be going out again and start putting on concerts at rest homes. So anybody has a need for a ukulele singing group, why, we'll be there.
Because that's your band you have.
The band
Veterans
is on.
Veterans in Motion.
Yeah, the band is on Thursday.
Okay.
Tuesday is the ukulele voice, and where they're singing and playing the uke, and it's a little concert group.
What if they don't know how to play the ukulele?
We teach them.
You do?
Them. Oh yeah, yeah. We take them right from the start. The first 10 weeks, while they're learning how to play the uke. Some of our veterans, you know, come back with speech problems or just real shy, and so by teaching them for 8 or 10 weeks how to play the uke and hum songs, then we get them to sing songs, and it all comes back, and they're
okay.
ready to move out. Our band is putting on about 3 to 4 concerts a year.
Okay.
We're in the Veterans Parade and some of the others. We're always willing to play for an event, and it gives the veterans time to really express themselves.
Okay. That's great. And the band practices on Wednesdays?
The band is Thursday at 5 o'clock. That allows some of them at work to come there after work and play in the band.
All right. And then you've got Zane from Mojave Accelerated is in your band.
Yeah.
Because he plays the saxophone.
Yeah, we have all kinds of support from the community. I'm just really pleased at what's happening. This is the second year that the Elks Club is sponsoring a fundraiser for us. Moose. You can all come and enjoy it. Probably starting about 1. It's on March 24th,
okay,
2024, and starts at 1:00. We're going to have raffles, food, live band. Just come and have a good time and meet some vets. And
where are you going to do this at?
When?
Where?
It's at the at their facility on.
You're talking about the Moose.
Let me give you the address: 2620 Miracle Mile.
Oh, that's a Moose Lodge.
Moose Lodge.
It's a Moose Lodge.
Moose Lodge. All right. So, and you're gonna have a poker run with it?
That's ahead of it. Yeah. If you have a bike, come and start pedaling with them, and then everything starts about 1:00.
It's going to be a pedal bike, poker run?
Not so much.
I was going to say, how many veterans have a bicycle?
Yeah, not too many.
Tell you, you know, my wife's a veteran. She has 5 bicycles. Yeah. Not 1, not really. 2, not 3, not 5. I said, you can only run 1 at a time. Why do you have 5 bikes?
I mentioned to our pastor at church, Pastor George, and he says, I have a bike. And I said, well, you come and get in the bike run and then come on inside at 1 and we'll have food and all kinds of prizes and raffles, things too. But that's that part of it.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
We are starting to work on another phase of our project. We're just getting started, but we've had 1 meeting already of the coalition program, and Harold is heading that up. And would you kind of tell them where you are, Harold, at this point?
Well, at this point, it's very rudimentary. We're just getting formed up. Bob's had this vision. He's talked about it since I've known him. And we think we're getting to the point now that we can actually put it into action. We're trying to pull the various veteran groups that are in the community together and to form this coalition so that we can get a building built that'll accommodate services that the veterans need, so they're not running all over town to find them.
So, and in this building, you would bring in some of those services that are at different locations to 1 location,
as much as possible. Yes, that's why I say it's very basic at this time. We've talked to everybody over the last couple of years and have fantastic support.
Sure,
but we need to know how deep that support goes. If it's just verbiage, or if there's going to be actually
Is there some action. Money behind that comment?
Money would be nice, but even action and being involved with the program.
Okay.
And get involved on the coalition.
I like it.
But right now, that's a little ahead of us. We're still focusing on our driver program, and that's kind of what I wanted to speak about here a little bit, too.
All right, let's take a break, and then we'll come right back.
Sounds great.
And chat with you. A little more Frankie for you. Stick around. We're going to come right back.
String. People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com. Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf Club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at LaughlinRanch.com.
The Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club's 6th Annual Kiwanis Kids Expo is Saturday, March 23rd at Ken Fovarge Park, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Kids Expo is all about keeping local children busy, healthy, and safe. The Kiwanis Kids Expo is exclusively sponsored by Tri-State Arcade, Kid Castle, and Laser Tag, all located in Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort and Casino. Over 80 booths. The information, handouts, and giveaways include youth activities, state and county youth and family services, local hospitals, law enforcement, fire department, local schools, and charter schools will be there to answer your questions and provide school information. A free, fun, informative expo, plus free Kiwanis splash pad, water slide, and bounce house. The Kiwanis thank media partners, News West, Our Town Magazine, Murphy Broadcasting, Mojave Economic Journal, and Radio Central.
Yeah, if you want to get involved with the Kiwanis Kids Expo, give me a call. If you have any questions, 928-201-3313. And it's coming up in just less than 2 weeks. Hey, Friday the 15th, a joint chamber mixer at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. It could be in the gym, and that's going to be at 4 o'clock. So if you want to get involved, call the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, 754-4121. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. When you need emergency care, you want it fast. If it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, every minute matters. So that's why you want to choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is ready to serve you 24/7. That's right. Learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, yes, wrapped around desert lakes. Oh, yeah, desert landscaping. You know, it's awesome up there. You can see the mountains on every single hole. And then there's amenities. You know, they got a golf clubhouse. And, of course, they got a pro shop and a spa and a gym and a pool and a restaurant. Yeah, and it all is open for you. So check it out. It's open to the public. Enjoy the number 2 golf course in the state of Arizona right here in Bullhead City. Go to LaughlinRanch.com to book your tee time. All right, back with our guests, Veterans in Motion. You were going to talk about...
Well, I want to talk about our driver program, but while you're talking about Laughlin Ranch, they were one of the golfing communities that supported our program by giving us free rounds of golf that we put on,
on our that was nice of them.
Silent auction.
Is that Megan up there?
And fortunately, I ended up winning that package. And, just put my brother up there along with a couple other guys and had a great time.
Yeah, that's a nice course. Yeah.
So the golfing community was right behind us. They all together, I think we raised over $500 just on the golfing packages that we had.
Excellent.
But anyway, back to the driver program. I definitely want to speak about it, but I would like to add a few more words at the end if we prompt me to be able to get
we
back
have about
to the
loose 6 minutes.
Thing. Okay, so let's get on to the driving program. First of all, any veteran can call 928-575-2131 to request a ride. The more advanced time we get, the better odds are. So far, we haven't had to turn anyone down that I'm aware of. But the more time we have, the more opportunity we get to get the drivers on board. A
couple days notice or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 2 or 3 days.
So, the other thing that we're really anxious to boost up our driving program is volunteer drivers. So if you've got any listeners out there who have some free time, like to drive, have a clean driver's record because we do run a background check so we don't have to end up paying a huge fee for individuals that have a bad record. So if you've got a clean driver's record, haven't had any accidents, haven't had any tickets, and you do like to drive and you'd like to support our veteran community, we'd love you to give us a call. Again, that number is 928-575-2131.
Perfect.
And we're not asking anybody to make it a job. We're asking them just to throw in a few hours a week or a month, whatever they can spare, and put their services available to help our
Where
vets.
Are you sending most of these vets for their appointments?
They vary all over around here locally, down into Mojave Valley. We go down to Lake Havasu, over to Kingman, and across the river, of course, to Laughlin.
Okay.
And then occasionally, once or twice a week, usually we end up making a run up to the hospital or even other doctor services that are up there in the Laughlin. Las Vegas area.
Okay.
Exactly. So that's something that we're trying to work with them up there a little bit, too, because the DAV, who had been running the bus back and forth, I just actually talked to them this morning, and unfortunately they're not doing that anymore. So those needing those rides are going to have to contact us right now, it looks like.
Ooh.
And it's a little challenging for us because most of the drives we do are individuals, so we're going to try to work a little bit more with them. I've got calls into their driver service up there.
Okay.
To coordinate a little better so we can get more people on board rather than just one person at a time.
Right.
Yeah. Make it more viable. So, yeah, we have a lot of irons in the fire. Bob is not one that lets us set around dawdling. He keeps us very involved.
I wonder why he brought that whip in with him.
Maybe I could tell you a little bit about my dream for veterans.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's been done anywhere in the country quite this way. We're looking at building a 100 by 150 foot steel building, 24 feet high.
Right.
And inside, a veteran walks in the door and there's a sign that says one stop shopping for vets. Now, why is that important? As a veteran, I'm a veteran myself. We have to look all over Mojave County to get all the resources we need. And by having it all in one building, it's just really a good thing.
It's kind of like that the deal they just did at the chamber here a few weeks ago for the veterans, where they bring all the services to one location. You want to actually move them to one location where they're there all the time.
Yeah, where they can actually get results. Harold, why don't you tell us more about the
fabulous idea?
Like I said earlier, it's in the beginning stages right now. We've been talking about it. We've been talking to politicians and a lot of people over the years, and we've come to the conclusion that what we need to do is have this coalition, a community involvement.
Sure.
We need to have more of the people get behind the program to actually make it possible. So I'm working on that. It's very beginning stages of that, and I can't really say a whole lot at this point because I haven't put it together that well. I may not be the one to actually do it, but we'll see. We'll see how it all pulls out. But the biggest thing we still want to stay focused on is keeping our veterans on their rides to the – because that's our key program right now. It's our
And this fundraiser here will help pay
so
for that, too?
That was the other thing, is the Moose Riders, 1860 ride coming up on March 24th. And they had a nice run for us last year. I forget exactly when. When?
Pumpkin Run.
Yeah, the Pumpkin Run.
Okay.
And now they've decided they're going to do this one for us as well. And we've been a very supportive group, so we appreciate that. And then also one thing that kind of slipped by, too, is when Bob was talking about playing, our band playing at various places, if anybody would like to see it on Memorial Day, we've almost every year now been playing at the Arizona Veterans Memorial Park out there, and we'll be doing it again this year. And, of course, we have the band in the Veterans Parade every year. That's
right.
A big thing for us as veterans. And Christmas, I mean, we're out there in the community. And
who do they get in touch with if they want to get involved with the poker run?
Is there a number on this?
Yeah, at the bottom.
There we go, 928-542-6207.
Okay.
And that's Kevin will answer the phone there, 928-542-6207. And it's a great run. Have a good time. You can go out there and enjoy music. They usually have a nice band playing and all of that.
Well, good. All right. Bob, did you want to say something real quick?
Yes, we're looking for silent auction donations, you know, from some of the businesses. We'll promote their business as well. And But get that information in to us.
Okay. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. And thank you for just sitting here pointing to them and writing notes to them what to say.
Keeping us on track here.
Stick around. We're going to come right back with Kristen Ott.
You are really a part of me. I've got you on...
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Colin Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Stream, work, search, work, game, work. You can do it all with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Up speeds and down speeds don't change with your fiber connections. Now available in many areas. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Earth Day 2024 is almost here. The local Havasu Rotary Clubs, Go Lake Havasu, Republic Services, Marine Association, 2AR Club, and the Side by Side Club invite you to our community-wide cleanup. Please join us Saturday, March 23rd, where we will be honoring Earth Day by cleaning our lake, beaches, highways, and desert. Contact us on Lake Havasu City Rotary Facebook page under Earth Day or sign up online at Go Lake Havasu site under Rotary Earth Day. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Hey, in just about 30 minutes, Paul Lavoie is going to bounce into your ears with Speak Out from Lake Havasu City, and he's going to talk with ASU, and then he's going to talk with the Honeycutt Rodeo. So stick around for that after the news at the top of the hour. And Kingman Comic-Con is coming this Friday and Saturday, Spring Break 24. Yeah, downtown Kingman. Check that out. That's going to be fun. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. The general transmission and reliable, you know, affordable energy is still in the planning stages. So learn. Oops, sorry. ASU was last week. My mistake. River Cities United Way and Honeycutt Rodeo will be in the studio in Lake Havasu City in about 30 minutes. Yeah, with Paul Lavoie. As I was saying, MEC wants you to learn about the details. So go to a specific website. This is put on by the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. They're the ones who host the website, MojaveEnergyPark.com. And if you still have questions, because this is still in the planning phases, they don't have all the information in there, call 928-763-1100. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned vehicle sales lot. Yeah, selling pre-owned vehicles for almost 50 years in the same corner in Kingman. Yeah, it's huge. How many cars do you want to look at? Two doors, four doors, trucks, vans? You know, what do you want? Four-wheel drive? Economy cars? They got it all. And if you got that special car you were looking for, you know, that 65 Chevy or something, they can find it for you. Just talk to them. And it's always people come first at 66 Auto Sales. See the entire selection. They update this daily at 66auto.com. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, if in 2024 you want to purchase a home, maybe a vacation home, maybe a mobile home, maybe you just want a pool in the backyard, well, you're going to need some cash. So you call the guy with the cash, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. He's got a vault underneath his desk that's full of cash. Yeah. 928-288-2691. You call him up. He says, oh, come on in. Sit down. Let's talk. How much you need? Oh, 280. Okay. 280 grand. Fill out a couple sheets of paper and I'll get your money. Huh? Yeah. He disappears, goes down below, grabs your cash, comes right back up. Here you go. Hands it to you. Almost. Call him up. Get some of his money. 928-288-2691. Now in the studio, Kristen Ott from Legacy Rehab and Care Center. How are you?
I'm good, Larry. How are you today?
Good.
Happy
good.
Monday.
Happy Monday. How active did your kids keep you over the weekend?
You know what? They didn't have any activities this weekend, and it was kind of nice.
Wow.
Got to work on some stuff around the house. Catch-up time.
Because I was looking at Megan's Flummer's Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had soccer game, I think, and then the daughter had gymnastics. And
yes.
Yeah, they started complaining Thursday night.
April and May look busy for us. So.
Well, you know, and I think that's the kind of way life goes nowadays with parents and families with young kids is they get busy in schools, and then the parents are busy. Okay, we got to get to this practice. We got to get to this event. We got to get to that event.
Yeah. No, it's healthy busy, but it's funny when you get to this age where I'm like, we're excited to stay when we have nothing and we get to stay home. It's an exciting weekend.
Yeah. We get to clean the house and cook. Wow.
Yay.
You know what that was all about? Yeah.
When you run all Monday through Friday and then you keep running on the weekend and then do it again on Monday, it's exciting to stay home sometimes.
Yeah,
so.
I know. And you're in Kingman, and so you had to rush down here this morning for this.
Yeah. Right. No, it's always a nice drive. It's so beautiful coming over the hill and the mountains.
Yeah,
I just always appreciate it.
I do, too. And you have a blood drive on Wednesday at Legacy.
We do. You know, we did that for years. We had blood drives. We just really try to, you know, have events like that. It's so good for the community to give back. And during the COVID pandemic, we really had to shut that down.
Right. I know. Everybody did.
Yeah. So to have them back in the buildings and, you know, we have people coming in to give donate blood. We have employees that donate blood. It's just really nice to start having that normalcy again.
Cool.
So we're excited about that.
All right. So that's this Wednesday at Legacy on Silver Creek Road.
Yeah, so if anyone's interested, come by, and we usually have drinks and snacks. So
yeah, you can call Vitalant now and make an appointment, 877-258-4825, and you can make that appointment right now, and then they'll take you into Legacy and take your blood.
Yeah.
Give the gift of life.
Absolutely.
So what else is happening? What is your tree decorated as this week?
Well, you know, we got through Valentine's Day, so that was a lot of fun. If anyone listening follows us on Instagram, you can follow the Legacy Rehab and Care Center on Instagram. Everyone we post on there is photo approved
right.
for marketing. So, but yeah, you can see all the ladies got roses, single stem roses, and a lot of sweets, cookies,
cool.
kinds of pink and red, and just a lot of crafts. It was fun. And we had Elvis, so that's always a hit when Elvis walks in. You hear all the ladies kind of screaming and yelling.
Well, that's perfect for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So just a lot of good entertainment and smiles. We have an activity room we recently remodeled, but we do a lot of things in our dining room because it's such a big space.
Right.
So a lot of our live entertainment goes in there, a lot of the big group crafts and activities go in there, and it's just so fun to see them all in there.
I'll bet.
It really is. So now we're gearing up. They're already doing St. Patrick's Day crafts and gearing up for that. So it's always fun.
And you have two activities people, and
yes.
That's their job to keep the residents up and keep them involved. And
mm-hmm.
because some of them, they live in their room the whole time,
mm-hmm.
and they need to come out, and they need to be able to see a bright tree decorated for, you know, St. Patrick's Day, and
yeah.
then tap their foot or something to Elvis.
You know, I think a lot of times when I talk to our medical director, and he's been with us for quite some time, you know, when you think of skilled nursing facilities, you think of nursing. You think right. of dietary. There's certain diets and foods and nutrition, but you don't always think of the activity. And that's very important, especially for, you know, if we have someone skilled there for therapy for a little bit and they're there for 14 days.
Right.
I mean, you want some sort of activity, but when you live there full time, that activity is really just as important as that nursing, you know, for quality of life and getting up, socializing, having your friends there, having something to look forward to that day versus I'm
right.
getting my pills, I'm getting my blood pressure taken, I'm getting breakfast again. You know, those other things to look forward to are just as important for their mental health.
Right.
As just the nursing side for their physical health.
And you have, like, Wii bowling and stuff like that, too, that they get involved in.
Oh, we do.
Little tournaments.
Oh, it is fun. Yeah, they get very competitive, and they're yeah. lined up, and they have they're doing their Wii bowling. And, yeah, I just want to jump in there with them, to be honest.
So even if they're restricted to a wheelchair, there's still a lot they can do.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, even with the Wii bowling, yeah, they're in their wheelchair, they're all there in front of the TV, and they're still, you know, they're moving their arms, and they're moving their biceps, and it's not heavy weights, but
right.
it's healthy. They're talking to each other, it's a healthy competition between the residents in there trying
it
to
is.
Win. So it is good. It's really good. That socialization, like I said, is just as important as the nursing side of it.
Right. They got to get out, and you probably still have some that eat in their room, but you probably have a lot that they look forward to getting out there and talking to each other at lunch.
They do. You know, I think we see more of our skilled patients, the ones that are maybe had a broken hip coming in just for therapy,
okay.
That are ready to go home as soon as they can.
Oh, yeah.
We see them eating more in their room. You know, they're there to get the job done, you know, get
once
their physical
focused, yeah.
occupational therapy and go. But if they do come out, we're more than happy to have them out and join in the dining room. But our long-term care residents, they really become friends.
Right.
So that's their social, that's their network, you know. And so you really see a lot of them in our dining room and at all the activities. And it's
fun. Even though COVID's over, I mean, you still have tablets available if they want to contact FaceTime a relative.
Yes, we have. Those are available, and that is coordinated through our activities department.
Okay.
And then if they just want the regular phone and make a private call in their room, then we have that phone at the nurse's station. So it's a cordless. They can have their private conversation.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, they don't have to be out by everybody, but the tablet for FaceTiming is for activities.
Do you get a lot of family members that call and say, can we speak with Uncle Harry tonight sometime because my kids got an award and we want to share it with them? And where they call in advance and want to speak with their relative?
Yeah, we get a lot of that. You know, I feel like a lot of our residents, I feel a majority of them live locally, and we actually have
okay.
a lot of people coming in and out of there, which we always love to see. Because, again, it's a part of that social interaction that's healthy for the resident.
Oh, yeah.
So we love having the visitors, making sure that they're having that healthy interaction and all that. But if they are out of town, then absolutely they get the phone, they get the tablet, whatever they want. We'll set it up that way so that they can talk with their loved one. But
cool.
the fact that we have the ability to have FaceTime and see someone that could be so far away
right.
is really incredible. And that technology is so neat for our residents who
well,
don't
and, you
leave.
Know, like I've got a grandson, my son and his family live in Lakewood, California. And I can mm-hmm. FaceTime the kids now,
yeah.
you know, and talk with them. And one of them graduates from my high school here in just a couple months.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it is fun to be able to do that and keep up to date.
Yeah. No, it is neat that we have that, and it's, you know, people change over time, so when you don't see them for a while,
right.
and then all of a sudden, it's just an additional way to connect.
You know, my my granddaughter that lives here is also graduating this year, and her cousin and her are so close, and we, Alana and I, have spent a lot of time with both these girls. We've taken them to a ton of places and done a lot of stuff with them. And so my daughter reached out and she says, send me any pictures you have of the two of them. Holy cow, I was going through my phone and I had like almost 100 of them.
Yeah.
And I said, sorry, most of them were eating. You know? We went to Oatman for the bed races. Well, then you got to go in and sit down and eat, you know,
yeah.
and stuff like that. So it's fun to be able to keep track of your family and keep in communication with them. So for those that are bedridden or mm-hmm. just kind of need that full-time care, mm-hmm. that's got to be just fabulous for them.
It is. And, you know, and sometimes we have the residents that just honestly, they're, you know, maybe they're a little more introverted and they don't want to do that. They don't like big groups. So we do one-on-one activities. We bring stuff to their room. We still try to meet their needs in the way that they want that, you know.
Right.
But we always encourage, it's just healthy for them to interact. It's healthy for them to get out of bed.
So your activities people have to keep track of who will participate and who won't, who needs one-on-one.
Yes. Yep.
But then your dietary people, your chefs and whatnot, they have to do that too, because you got to worry about who cannot eat what, who's a diabetic, who's got other restrictions by their doctors or whatever.
Yeah, it's complicated because they, you know, some they have to keep track of breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and you know, the residents have the right to eat really when they want to, not just when the kitchen's cooking.
Right. That's true, too. Yeah.
So they have that right, and they have to keep track who's coming to the dining room, who wants to eat in their room, who has a specialized diet, who needs help eating. Someone needs to go in there and help assist, you know, feed them if they're not able to. So there's a lot of different dynamics that go into just the meal side of things with
there's
the residents.
There's a lot of logistics involved.
Yeah. Same with our drinks. You know, if they have different fluid restrictions, different thicknesses of their fluids, there's a lot to prevent choking. So
okay. Well, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
wow.
There's a lot of dynamics that go into all of that. But, again, to make sure they have their nutrition, they're not, you know, and we have speech therapy on site. So if they're having trouble swallowing, we offer that service, speech therapy, along with the physical therapy and occupational therapy.
Okay.
So
fabulous.
Yeah.
One of the things I learned a lot about was during COVID, how many government agencies oversee you
mm-hmm.
and how strict they are. Do you think at the beginning of COVID, it got more restrictive? Because we saw in some states, especially on the East Coast, where they were having a lot of people die in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
And did you think then that maybe Arizona tried to get ahead of the game and, you know, cut back on visitation and hand wipes and gloves and showers and everything else?
Yeah, you know, I'm not in those facilities to see how they're run.
Right.
You know, it's how well were their infection control practices prior to this all happening? You know, there's a lot of things I don't know. And through that pandemic, you know, it was that we were highly regulated. I mean, you saw on the news a lot of people standing at windows trying to see their loved one. They weren't able to come in.
I went to visit you one time, and I had to take a COVID test in the parking lot.
Yes, a lot of COVID swabbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of that has loosened up. You know, to me, it's a catch-22. I think we did a wonderful job navigating through all of that, looking back and how that was done, and it was very difficult.
Right.
And our goal is to keep the residents and our staff safe, which we did our very best with all the rules and the resources that we had. But, you know, we saw a lot of resident decline during that time, and it wasn't due to COVID. It was due to, here we talk about activities.
Right.
Morale, a mental decline, depression,
sure.
Having that stimulation, something to look forward to, not being able to see their families, but we tried through FaceTime. We saw a pandemic in a different way, with the depression and decline with residents in that way. So, you know, it's a catch-22. You know, again, on the nursing side, infection control side, I think we did great. But to have residents locked down from having visitors for about 2.5 years had a different impact.
Here, I need two tablets because I want to FaceTime my buddy Joe over in the other room over there.
Yes.
That's probably what they were doing sometimes, you know. Hey, Joe, how are you? Because you can't sit at a table and have lunch with them.
Well, and I think the difference, you know, we're out in the public and we're provided guidance on what's recommended. You can isolate at home. But at the end of the day, we all kind of made our decisions on how secluded we wanted to be or separated.
They didn't have a choice.
They didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, like you said, it was all for protection of everybody.
It really was. Still. I mean, I think still at the end of the day, we tried to do our best with all of it.
I know.
So.
All right, let's take a break. If you have questions, 234-343-1065. You can give us a call anytime you want. We'll be more than happy to answer them. How about some summer wind?
The summer wind came blowing in
from across.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib Parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
Hi everyone, Cody here with 66 Auto Sales. Spring into savings at 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's most trusted pre-owned vehicle dealer for over 49 years. Our commitment to customer satisfaction sets us apart, ensuring you have a smooth and enjoyable car buying experience. With a wide selection of high-quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, and friendly sales staff, we make finding your dream car a breeze. Visit us today and experience the 66 Auto Sales difference.
Attention MEC members, Mojave Electric Cooperative and Arizona Electric Power Cooperative, our generation and transmission provider, supply reliable, affordable electricity to our community. To continue providing power when we need it, we must add more power generation resources, including flexible, energy-efficient natural gas units. MEC is asking for your help. Go to MojaveEnergyPark.com to show your support. That's MojaveEnergyPark.com. Thank you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Every Sunday, the Blue Water Resort Casino is cracking eggs, cooking them any way you wish with all your favorite sides for under $15 at the Sunday Breakfast Buffet. Grab Grandma, your best friends, and head to the grill for the Breakfast Buffet, served from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Just $14.99 with player's card or $25.99 without. Not a the club member? Sign up today. It's free.
Blue Water Resort and Casino.
Our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. A color fun run is at Bullhead City's Rotary Park on Saturday, March 16th, starting at 11 a.m. Enjoy the St. Paddy's Day theme along with music from DJ Loki. Entry is $5 for kids 10 and under, $10 for 11 and up. Proceeds benefit Mojave High School activities. Later that day, it's the Colorado River Women's Council Western Auction at Gary Keith Park. The Women's Council's largest fundraiser starts at 5:30. Join the live, silent, and quarter auctions. Find out more at coloradoriverwomenscouncil.info. Get ready for the Kingman Comic Con, set for March 15th and 16th in downtown Kingman. $9.99 for tickets, VIP packages available. More information at kingmancomiccon.com. Help keep Havasu beautiful on Saturday, March 23rd, the third annual Lake Havasu Earth Day Rotary Day of Service. Get more information on the Radio Central Facebook pages.
There's a lot going on. Community calendars are burning up right now because our weather is so nice. It's so nice out right now. There's a ribbon cutting with the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce Tuesday night at the Mojave Shrine Club. If you want to go, stop in. Call the chamber if you have questions, 754-4121. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications. Available in most of Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. 23,000 connections out there right now. If you don't know if you're available, can you get it in your neighborhood? Might be in your front yard, might be overhead. Don't know. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. Profit Kitchen, the new healthy restaurant in Bullhead City and in Kingman. That's right. Fresh, healthy, delicious food. Four different wraps, salads, healthy burgers, delicious bowls, smoothies. What do you want? Protein shakes? Yeah. You can dine in or carry out. Or in Kingman, you can order it in advance and then drive through and pick it up. Yeah. Don't pull up to, it's not McDonald's. Don't pull up the window and try to order. No, it's a pickup window. Go to Profit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com, and see their whole menu and place your order. Barron Services. Your professional team in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Your professional team in pest solutions, home or commercial. What do you need? An alarm system? Get rid of some creepy crawlers? Call Barron Services. Quality, experience, and family. 928-758-5499. All right, we got about 5 minutes left with Kristen Ott from Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City at Silver Creek Road. And
So this will be your first blood drive that you guys have done since COVID and got back in the line? And
yeah, this will be our first one.
Do you have some residents that will say, I want to donate blood?
You know, we've never had residents, but we have their family members. They come in and see that we're doing a blood drive, a lot of employees,
cool.
and a lot of the public.
Yeah.
So, which is nice for us, because if you don't have a loved one in the facility, it works for us, too, because we love to have them come in
visitors,
and see
yeah.
what we're all about and what we're doing. So it's great.
You know, when I was growing up in California and had to go into a rest home or a nursing home, and there was always that smell. And I know when I come to see you, there's no smell.
No.
So, I mean, your staff has to keep that place in tip-top shape.
Well, if there's a smell, that means someone's not doing their job right. So, you know, I hear that quite a bit. So I love coming in and, you know, you smell the cleaning being
yeah.
done. Residents are being cared for appropriately. Trash is being taken out timely. Those are all just processes that are in place that need to be followed. So if you smell a smell, then that's probably, there's an issue there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, it should smell good.
Right. And your facility does. I mean.
Yeah. We have our environmental team there is just incredible. They've been there for quite some time. They've got a lot of longevity. So I love walking in there and talking to all the girls in there and say hi. They've been doing it long enough to where they know the process and they know what needs to be done.
Good.
So, yeah. And the rounding with the staff, that's nurses, that's our CNAs, that's them doing what they need to do for care and showering and... And if someone's changed, you take it out right away.
Right.
You know, no different than if you have a baby at home. You know, if
exactly.
you don't take it out, it's going to smell in your house. It's the same thing at our facility.
And they all have to take that pride in doing that.
They do. Yeah. You know, I'm so proud of them up there right now. I pop in there and they just really have come a long ways. We're always trying to improve. That's always the goal. Trying
right.
to improve in every department. We meet quarterly on what can we do to continue to improve our quality assurance program. And we just have some great things happening up there right now. We have a lot of on-site services coming in. For the first time ever, we've brought on a new physician who's just incredible for our skilled patients. And for the first time ever at Legacy, he has a physician assistant that works under him, and he is there Monday through Friday all day. And we've never had that. You know, they come in,
holy
see
cow.
Patients, and they leave and go back to the office or the hospital, wherever they work.
Right.
He is solely hired to just round and see patients there. So the quality of services on site right now are just so much better. I'm just excited about that. We got a new podiatrist and nurse practitioner that are doing mobile wound care. So again, the more we can do things on site and not have to send them out, it's easier for our patients. So just some really good things happening.
I just like the fact that when I read your live copy, I'm always talking about the barbershop and beauty shop.
You know?
Look at all the stuff they got up there.
Yes.
But you're a home away from home for a lot of these people, so you have to do that.
Yeah, and it's easier for a lot of them not to get loaded up into a bus and go to an appointment and
right.
wait and come back. So we try to bring as much to them as possible.
But you do take them to the mall, to the casinos, to...
We do, yeah.
yeah. Walmart.
If they're going to get up and go somewhere, that's usually the places they would like to go.
Give the phone number for up there, because we've got about less than 30 seconds.
All right, give us a call, 928-763-1404.
Okay, Kristen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Have a super day.
You too.
Paul LaVoy is coming up in your ears in just seconds, right after the news. Well, a couple minutes, all right. You know, the news and the weather and then his official... announcement, introducing him. Stick around. We'll see you back here tomorrow when we have Erase in here. We'll tell you all about that tomorrow. And Sergeant Eddie Espinosa from Bullhead PD.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.